In Spokane, there are three city council seats up for election. In District 2, the winner will replace Mike Allen, who has finished his term. The candidates are Laverne Beal, Lori Kinnear, and John Waite, each having some experience with city council elections. The three candidates all boast small business experience, each as owners or operators. Their differences come from their professional background and their campaign priorities. Laverne Beal ran unsuccessfully for this district in 2013. She owns telecom company Access Unified Networks and is involved with Associated Builders and Contractors and East Spokane Business Association. She's also active in the Quaker Church. Beal says she wants to bring the council back in line with their mission statement.
They are supposed to be looking at efficient and effective services. And so if things that you look at aren't provided by the city, or it's not going to increase the economic development of the area, then it shouldn't be evaluated.
She also wants to finish implementing the Use of Force Commission report, where a cultural audit of the police department is left incomplete, and wants use of the street levy money to be transparent. Another candidate, Lori Kinnear, has worked as a city council legislative aide for more than 6 years. She has helped write resolutions and created Spokane's Community Garden Program. Kinnear is also involved with the Friends of Centennial Trail, the Manitou Cannon Hill Neighborhood Council, and Spokane Preservation Advocates. She prioritizes public safety topics like replacing aging fire department equipment, wants to create economic development incentives, and wants historic neighborhoods to have a voice in development.
That people who live in the neighborhoods know what's going on, and so they're informed if there's going to be a cell tower, for example, going up next door, or a big development. The neighborhood needs to know.
One more candidate for District 2, John Waite, has run unsuccessfully for city council twice before. Waite knows small business in and out as the operator of Merlin's Comics for 30 years. For several years, he produced a community radio show called Make Gov Work. Waite says his top three priorities promote social responsibility and economic responsibility.
I want to work on bringing high-tech and digital jobs and entrepreneurs to Spokane. With all our commercial property we have available, we have a lot of dark fiber for internet access. I am a big proponent of municipal Wi-Fi.
Another top project would include a concept called Housing First that assists homeless to find homes, and reforming the justice system by focusing less on incarceration and more on community courts and neighborhood policing. We asked Beal, Kinnear, and Waite about the proposal to require paid sick and safe leave in Spokane. Beal starts with the qualification that she provides sick leave for her 9 employees, but
I think it's a national discussion. Citywide, it's not a good or a service that the city provides. So I'm going to go back to the mission statement.
Kinnear says it's a public health issue and the community needs to address it, however.
I don't think this is a quick fix. I think it needs to be thoughtful. I think we need to engage business probably a little bit more. And we also need to be talking specifically with the workers.
Waite says conceptually he supports sick and safe leave and social services in general.
If they're talking about big box and Walmart and Target and McDonald's, so be it. Those companies make billions of dollars and can afford it, but they need to make sure they protect the small businesses.
The council proposal is in a draft format now. The District 2 candidates each have local business experience and knowledge of city council, but differing priorities. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.